An illustration depicts the sun hanging over three mountains surrounded by trees. Blue text reads, Zeno Mountain Farm. A sign reads, Lincoln, Vermont, chartered 1780. Sunlight glows through tall leafy trees. In a large wooden barn, red curtains part to reveal Tony, a young man standing on a stage below a tattered American flag. He moves gracefully from side to side, then extends his left hand and raises it. A sign near a lawn reads, Lakeview Dance Camp. Sage, a young brunette woman who is a wheelchair user, plays a keyboard. A blonde girl using a pink walker dashes into the barn. On the stage, the young man dances athletically. The blonde girl beams.
Bravo! Encore!
The young man smiles.
Oh, hey. See you next summer?
Wouldn't miss it.
Awesome.
Outside, Tony lifts a large suitcase into the trunk of a car. Indoors, Sage looks in a mirror and dabs at her lower lip. Tony enters behind her. They share an affectionate smile. Outside, campers high-five a red-headed bus driver. The two camp directors enter a cabin.
That's it. That's everyone. This summer camp is done and done. What time is it?
Party time!
The counselors dance.
It was the time of our lives. It couldn't happen better.
Summer of love, yeah, so glad I met her.
Let's get together and celebrate the best summer ever.
Dancers rehearse in a studio.
Practice every piece till you hit the wall.
Pirouette all night, catch me if I fall.
Stick with me tonight, we'll make it last forever.
Counselors tidy a bunk and have a pillow fight.
Does life get any better than this?
I never met anyone like you.
Time flies when you're falling in love.
Feels like a dream, but it's true.
Kids sing on the bus. The bus driver.
My rocking world around.
In the kitchen.
Best summer ever. Best summer ever. I don't know which way is up or down. It was the best summer of my life.
Counselors decorate the barn.
Swing with the sun, moving with the moon.
Dipping him down low, make my love a swoon.
Stick with me tonight, we'll make it last.
Gardeners stand in line.
Time to clean it up. Camper's all gone.
It ain't over yet. Let's party till the dawn.
Let's get together and celebrate.
Let's get together and celebrate the best summer ever.
In the barn, the counselors perform a choreographed dance. Sage plays the keyboard. The dancers, some of whom are wheelchair users, lift their arms and spin around. A banner drops from in front of the stage, revealing a man with Down syndrome rocking out on a large model saxophone. He jumps off the stage and slides on one knee. Sage and Tony smile and sing to each other.
Does life get any better than this?
I've never met anyone like you.
Time flies when you're falling in love.
Feels like a dream, but it's true.
Sage and Tony stroll in the woods at sunset.
It was the time of my life.
It couldn't happen better.
'Cause we were here together.
It cannot last forever.
Let's get together and celebrate.
He kneels and brings his face close to hers. They share a tender kiss. A title, Best Summer Ever. In the morning, Tony and Sage wait near an Airstream trailer, hitched to a pickup truck. Sage's parents, two middle-aged women, load Sage's keyboard into the truck bed. Tony waves as a different car drives away. Sage turns her power chair to face him.
Oh, I have something for you.
An envelope.
Okay, don't open it until you get to New York, though, okay?
Okay. All right. I actually have something for you.
Tony unclasps a delicate chain hanging around his neck. He kneels and places it around Sage's neck. She fingers an eagle pendant hanging from the chain.
I love it. Thank you.
Sage's moms heft a piece of luggage into the truck.
They loved meeting you.
Yeah. My parents would have loved meeting you, too.
Sage, honey, it's time to go.
Sage shares a wistful glance with Tony. She moves toward her moms.
When will I see you again?
I don't know. I'll call you when I can.
It was so great to meet you, Anthony.
He sighs. The truck moves off, pulling the trailer behind it. Then a two-lane highway cuts through lush green countryside.
You're listening to WBCN, Sports Talk with Bill and Eric, Pennsylvania's finest.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just finished steak and cheese. What are you doing?
I'm here with you now.
Rural road signs. Welcome to Pennsylvania. A pickup truck pulls up to the side of the road. Tony hops out of the back.
Seriously, Mr. Perry, thanks.
Mr. Perry.
So what do you think, Tony? Is this the year?
Could be.
25 years, man.
Yeah, hopefully this is the year. Get one. But anyway...
To his passenger.
I'll see you in school, Daphne.
Okay, bye.
All right, take it easy.
Mr. Perry and Daphne drive off. By a patch of sunflowers, Tony takes out Sage's envelope.
Hey, Tony.
He kneels by a makeshift cross.
I hope you're back home safe in Manhattan.
It reads gone, but never forgotten.
So, plant these seeds in a special place, and I'll do the same.
Tony plants the seeds.
I know that we can't be together right now, but it makes me smile to know that our flowers are growing under the same sun. I will never forget this summer and the love that we shared. Sage.
Season, Tony.
Thanks, Jessica.
Tony enters his house. A sign on the front lawn features a large photo of Tony in a football uniform with the text, Mount Abe Eagles, Tony Michaels, All-Star Kicker. Elsewhere, Sage sits outside, fondly gazing at an instant camera photo of Tony. Sage's mom, Gillian, who has straight blonde hair, exits a portable greenhouse smiling. Sage's other mom, Kate, who has blonde wavy hair, sits at a picnic table and fans herself with a handful of cash. Gillian places marijuana into plastic baggies.
We've got little kids that are having deadly seizures and cancer patients who can't get any relief, and we're the only ones that can get them this stuff.
Sage.
You guys are ridiculous.
Kate turns to her.
Honey, this is important work we're doing here.
Okay. Let's not act like we're driving down the road passing out medicine to every cancer patient we pass.
Which reminds me. I think it's time we pick our next spot.
Yes!
Oh, come
on. Yeah. Let's do it.
No.
Come on, okay, you guys are seriously embarrassing yourselves.
Sage holds a decorated dart.
Okay, all right. You know, dressing it up doesn't make me want to do this anymore, right?
Oh, come on. Pick a good one.
Okay, but if I get, like,
just
Wyoming, I'm not going.
A map of the U.S. hangs on a trailer. Sage eyes New York and aims.
Yes!
Tennessee! Yeah!
That's awesome.
Yay. I hate country music.
Now at Tony's.
Hello? In here, Kev. Huh?
Tony's brother, Kevin, a wheelchair user, in their living room.
Thank you.
You should have seen me up there, man. I was in my element, full on. Oh, it was such a dream. I got to learn from some of the best in the country, like Broadway dance coaches.
I'm happy for you, bro.
Hey, have you talked to Coach?
He's on his way here now. He knows you're back today. What are you gonna tell him?
What do you mean?
Bro, he's gonna find out.
Coach enters.
Hey, there he is, my star kicker.
Hey.
Hey, man. How's camp?
Good. Great. A lot of talent down there.
Good. Hey, you know, that's what those camps are for. You never want to get too comfortable. I've been telling you about Matt Healy, class of 92. Kevin, do you remember him?
Yeah, Guy had a foot just like yours, Tony.
Tony, listen. This guy was lights out. I'm talking All-American, full-ride to Alabama, destined to go pro. Wind up tearing his MCL days before the homecoming game. Boom. Just like that, his career was over. However, had he committed to the camp, could have came back here with some new fancy moves like you.
Came on with some new moves, all right.
Tony shoots Kevin an alarmed look.
Hey, Tony. Homecoming or bust?
Tony drops his gaze. Sage and her moms eat in their trailer.
Had a good summer, huh?
Did, yeah.
I realize that you've never introduced us to a boy before. Is it serious?
I can never take boys seriously.
Why?
Pointless to try.
Why?
Because the minute I do, we just pick up and leave. Hey, can I have a cell phone?
You know, we can't have those. Sage, you love seeing new places and having new experiences.
Yeah, I do, but, like, I just want to try to stay in one place for once. Try what it feels like to be... I'm gonna say it.
No. Honey, no, don't you dare.
Normal!
Normalcy breeds complacency. You are an individual, my child. Go out and make your mark on this world.
Every day you grow a little more. One day you'll roll out that door and be the change the world loud needs.
Sage looks skeptical.
Maybe you're the real McCoy. Now find whatever brings you joy. But beware of where the crowd might lead.
But I still want to go to, like, a real school. Have, you know, non-adult friends. I'm tired of being stuck in this Airstream with you dancing weirdos.
Never forget that you are free. Against the grain, that's our philosophy. Why toll when you can cross the line? Roll, roll, roll your own path. Never settle. There's more in you than you can feel. Paint your rainbow, be a rebel. Roll, roll, roll your own path. Don't look back. Let your mystery unfold and question what you're taught.
I still want to be normal.
Roll your path.
Later in a convenience store, Sage.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I use your phone?
Sage sighs.
Hey, it's Sage. We just stopped for gas, so I thought I'd try you. We are somewhere in Delaware, I think. We're going to a town near Nashville.
Tony stands in his bathroom, oblivious. Nearby, his phone screen goes dark.
Well, I hope City Life is treating you okay. I'll call you when I can.
Tony ambles into his room. He lies on his bed with his hands behind his head. He stares off pensively. Now outside Mount Abraham Union High School.
Hi, we're here with Tony Michaels and Dexter Sharpless, seniors and captains of the Mount Abe Eagles. Now tonight marks the start of a new season. How you feeling, fellas?
Feeling good. I'm looking forward to it. What do you say, Dex? You think we're gonna win?
Hell yeah.
Meet Tony Michaels, star kicker of the Eagles and the key to victory at this year's homecoming.
Thanks to Coach G's golden foot offense.
Good job, Anderson. Good job. All right, Tony, let's see how that foot fare this summer. Special teams, let's go!
Come on, coach, it's only first down.
Are they going to finally win the big game?
Their kicker is a legend.
Yeah.
A legend among people.
Yeah,
he trains at the temple.
All the Eagles gotta do is get the ball to the 50.
Tony kicks a field goal.
And it's a guaranteed 3 points. Tony Michaels never misses.
Look, he's great. Because that's what they nearly got. This team's pretty lousy.
Greg.
Hell yeah, Tony.
What a legend, huh?
Cody.
Bite me, Greg.
Meet Cody Humphries, quarterback for the Eagles.
He's been pretty much eventful since Tony took center stage.
It's honestly very sad when your whole team is dependent on your kicker.
But they never throw the ball.
They don't all
have been seen wide.
Cody, the quarterback, throws wide.
Damn it!
This guy couldn't
to hit the broadside of a barn if he tried.
Is he going to the NFL?
Why are you asking me that? You know the answer is no.
Back to the interview.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
I, like all of us, will certainly be rooting for you tonight.
Thanks.
And cut. Okay, we got it.
The reporter stops smiling and gives a somber nod.
25 years. Don't let us down.
She turns away from Tony and Dexter. The cameraman offers a half-hearted grin. Back on the road with Sage and her parents. At an auto repair shop, a mechanic rolls out from under their pickup. Another mechanic.
Yep, that's what I thought.
How long's it gonna take?
These are vintage parts. I mean, it's gonna take me a while to get them. If I can get them. If?
Sage's moms stare at the second mechanic. Sage rolls outside. She puffs out her cheeks. Her gaze falls on a sign nearby. Mount Abraham Union High School. A grin spreads on her face. Later, she sits with her moms in a restaurant.
So what is our plan?
We don't have many options.
Oh, roll, roll your own path. Found a rental.
What?
Where'd you get that?
What is that?
On the bulletin board by the bathroom.
A flyer for a lake house rental.
Come on, you said we can't miss a grow season.
That is not the worst idea. We can't lose out on a month of grow time just sitting around.
I could go to high school here.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I could take the train to visit Anthony.
Okay, we are super ahead of ourselves.
A waitress walks by.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, hey.
Hey, do you go to high school here?
Yeah.
What's it like?
You know, pretty typical.
Yeah, I don't. Can you elaborate?
Well, the football players were the scared. Tuesdays are most popular. And there's like that. Though the food's pretty good. The lockers are spacious.
Lockers. I'm Sage. I live here now.
Hi, I'm Nancy.
Hi.
I'll see you at school, Sage. I'll show you around.
Awesome.
Nancy walks away. Kate.
You live here now?
Yeah. Wow. Come on.
On the football field, the coach is hyping the team.
We haven't won a homecoming game in 25 years. When we step out on that field, I want you to give me everything you got. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
I said, do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Who am I?
I'm a champion.
Who am I?
I'm a champion.
Take it down on me.
Sage looks around smiling as she rolls toward the high school. A student dressed in an Eagle mascot costume walks in front of her. Wide-eyed, Sage moves through a bustling hallway. Nancy pops out in a cheerleading uniform.
Hey, Val!
Yeah, she scared me.
You made it!
I made it!
Well, I'd have to keep my promise and show you Mom.
Oh, that would be great. This is so overwhelming.
Hi, Rev. But first, here are your lockers.
They're perfect. They're everything I always dreamed of.
Well, well, well. Who do we have here? Nancy, you gonna introduce me or what?
Cody, whatever happened to having some class?
No class needed, baby. I'm a football player.
Top of two. Come on, Sage.
Nice to meet you, Sage.
Elsewhere, a pair of double doors are pushed open by a brunette cheerleader. In slow motion, she yanks an apple out of another student's hand. Looking straight toward us, the cheerleader takes a bite and hurls the apple aside. She grabs a stack of papers from another student and tosses them backward over her head. She spits the bite of apple at the Eagle mascot and shoves him to the ground. The cheerleader smirks and raises both her middle fingers. She leans back against a row of lockers and beams at Tony.
Introducing this year's homecoming queen!
She spins toward Tony.
And you'll be my king.
Hi, Beth.
Beth.
How was my summer? Oh, just sailed around the Galapagos with the fam. Thanks for asking.
I don't remember.
I spent the entire summer in my bikini. I mean, if you've got the goods, give the people what they want. Am I right?
She looks at Tony's chest.
Ooh, speaking of the goods. Wow.
Guys.
Cody enters.
You gotta check out the new chick. So hot.
Oh, hi, Beth. What do you say? You and me at homecoming?
In your dreams, Cody.
I'm already spoken for.
Beth touches Tony's lips.
Give the people what they want. Right, Tiger?
She shoves a stack of flyers at Cody.
Hang these up around school.
I love you too.
Let's get a look at this new girl. Blow me.
In a hallway by the lockers.
No, homecoming is coming up soon. I have lots of friends sort of football players. I can introduce you to one of them.
Oh, that's okay. I actually sort of have a guy in my life already. I met him at dance camp.
Stop!
Sage stops, but Nancy keeps walking. Nancy backs up.
I mean, keep going.
Oh.
Beth struts toward them.
Nancy. New girl.
Hi, Beth.
So what's your name, new girl?
It's Sage.
She's from Vermont.
People actually live in Vermont? I thought it was just cows.
Oh, my.
Sage is startled.
You scare easy, don't you?
Ignore her, Sage.
It's fine.
Sage was just telling me about her boyfriend from dance club. Pretty cool.
You have a boyfriend?
I mean, not really. He lives in New York, so it's complicated, but... We had the most magical summer.
Boys in a hall.
Yeah.
Cody.
A lot of babes at the pool this summer. I lost count at like...
Zero.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Shine.
Hey, Alec. Great.
How's it going?
Hey, Tony.
Alec.
Are you a kind of girlfriend?
I did meet a girl this summer, and guys, she's pretty awesome.
A bathroom.
I played music, and he danced. It was cute.
Sage.
But he goes to a fancy dance academy on the Upper West Side.
Oh, my God.
Wow, he sounds unbelievable.
Beth.
Yeah, as in not believable.
Show us a picture.
I would, but I don't have a phone.
Oh. Who doesn't have a phone?
Shut up, Beth. Tell us how it all went down.
I met a boy up in Vermont. He gave me more than I could want. He moves like wind and fire. I could have danced with him for days.
Sounds like a dream.
The spotlight hit his tender face. His dancing took me straight to grace.
If he's that impressive, he's way out of your league.
In the common area, Tony.
I met a girl from out of town. She turned my whole world upside down. She had a way of moving. She floated.
Tell up for her boobs.
She held me up and spun me round. Never felt lost till I was found.
Cody.
If she's so damn perfect, why was she with you?
It feels like the end.
I don't know if I'll see him again, but I can wait and hope for more.
I gave it my all.
Let our only summer turn to fall. If it's love, it isn't easy, so they say, but it's more than worth the wait.
In the bathroom, girls dance facing the mirror with Sage, Nancy, Beth, and other students.
I am not one to fall so hard. Most boys are trouble from the start. But when the stars align, you cannot turn away.
It's just a stupid phase.
His voice became my favorite sound. Held me until my walls came down.
Make a vision board with a picture of his dick.
No need to play pretend, nothing to hide or to defend. The way she saw the world, we know else has seen before.
We didn't ask for an encore.
I feel her closer every day. I'm so mixed up in every way.
This sounds so familiar. Tell me more, tell me more.
It feels like the end.
I don't know if I'll see her again,
but I can wait and hold. I gave it my all.
But then our only summer turned to fall.
If it's love, it isn't easy, so they say. But it's more than worth the wait.
Sage leaves the bathroom. She moves down a hall with other students.
High school again. Time to sleep in class.
She passes a doorway just missing Tony.
Walking these halls, same lame posters on the walls. Homecoming is not that far away, and it's more than worth the wait.
Tony enters a classroom.
It's more than worth the wait.
Sage moves into a lunchroom followed by Beth.
It's more than worth the wait.
Bravo, bravo, super sappy love story.
Beth spots Sage's eagle necklace.
Did you say his name was Anthony?
Yeah.
And you met him at dance camp?
Yeah.
Beth's jaw drops. She walks away.
Oh my goddess.
I call bullshit, dude.
Cody.
Oh yeah, I've got a girlfriend. She's super hot. Oh no, I don't know if I'll see her again.
No, she's very real. Check it out.
In class, Tony hands his phone to Cody. Cody grins.
So, you're saying she could be anywhere right now, huh?
Yeah, technically.
Hall pass, please.
In the hall.
Ow!
Cody bumps into Beth.
Watch it, Cody!
Sorry, but Beth, you won't believe what I just found out. I've got gossip with a capital G.
Spill it.
Tony and the new chick, they know each other.
I knew that was his necklace. That means Tony and Sage met at dance camp.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Thank you, Lordess of Eternal Death.
Dance camp. We gotta tell everyone. I'm gonna be star quarterback. I'm gonna be star quarter. Whoa!
Not so fast. We need to make a plan.
Beth and Cody enter a woodworking shop. Writing over the double doors reads the G-spot. Students hang out inside, gossiping. Beth shoves one of them aside.
I got the G, now I got work to do. Mark my words, I'm coming for you. And steal my man, you pay the price. She may be making lots of friends, but queen of the school wins in the end. Oh, G, what will we do?
When you say dance camp, do you mean...
Cody twirls.
Yes, Twinkle Toes. Tony went to dance camp. I wonder what Coach would think about that.
I got the G, now let's collaborate. And what a perfect team we'll make. Gonna lay the trap, grab hot dogs and a few. You took my place on the football team. Sweet revenge is coming to me, OG. What will we do?
First of all, we're not a team. You can be my assistant. Final offer.
Only offer, but I'll take it. Tell me what to do, queen.
Let's get the dirt on little Miss Skank McFlirt. Find out what she's really worth. Set her up to fall straight on her ass. Well, I can't do this all on my own. You got to go and steal his phone. Oh, gee, we're coming for you.
Nancy in the hallway.
Hey, go to the prep party.
Beth slams the door on Nancy's arm and continues walking down the hall. In the classroom, Beth talks to Sage.
Listen, Nancy took a terrible spill and she's dead.
What?
Oh, okay, she's not dead. She broke her arm, though. There's blood everywhere. It's disgusting. It's not important, though. What's important is that we need to find someone to fill in for her at the pep rally. And that someone is you.
Me?
You'll do it, right? The whole school is counting on you. In memory of Nancy?
Sage stares.
Yeah, I mean...
Great! Okay, your skirts and shirts and your all the things that you need. You're on the squad! See you at the gym at 3.
Rest in peace, Nancy!
Beth leaves the classroom. In another classroom, Cody.
Hey, Tony. Coach wants to see you. Now!
Tony departs, accidentally leaving his phone. Cody picks it up.
Gotcha.
Back in the hall with Beth.
Back on top, right where we're supposed to be. Here we go, scheming towards our destiny. Playing the role, never gonna stop, keep your eye on the prize. Choose our sacks and their demise.
Cody tosses Tony's phone. Beth catches it and winks.
Things up. The gossip guy kept filling our cup. Some of the lovers with so much left to lose. These high school stars are far from fast. Put these dancing fools on West OG. This is breaking news. Time to light the fuse. We don't want to do.
Come on.
Beth flips her hair in Cody's face. At the pep rally, cheerleaders hold big signs reading, Go, fight, win. Sage holds the win sign. Beth.
You're a lifesaver. Thank you so much for coming out. Happy you're on the squad.
Sage beams.
Let's get it up for our round. Aim,
Eagles, ready,
cheerleader in a wheelchair, hold signs reading, "Fly like an eagle." Sage flips down her wind sign, revealing another that reads, "Moo." Beth smirks. Sage looks at the moo sign, frowning. Students in the stands start laughing and teasing. She glances over at Beth, who raises an eyebrow and shrugs. The football team bursts through an oversized banner. Sage drops her gaze as Tony runs out with the team, jumping and clapping his hands. Sage looks up. She and Tony lock eyes. He stops. His face falls. Other players push past him as he and Sage gaze at each other. Sage's mouth drops open. Outside the gym, Sage rolls down a hall. Tony chases her.
Sage, hold on, wait. What's going on? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Do you live here? Anthony.
Meet me in the library right after this, okay? I'll explain everything, Sage. Please.
Tony runs off. Sage's eyes fill with tears. Tony returns to the gym and forces a smile. In the hall, Sage carries her crumbled cheerleading uniform in her lap. She scowls and tosses it into a trash can. Tony jogs down another hall.
Jesus.
Beth stands at the far end.
Nope. Just me.
Beth tosses Tony his phone.
What the hell, Beth? Why'd you have my phone?
Nice tights, sugar.
Okay, what do you want? Seriously.
Must I spell it out for you? The crown. I want the goddamn crown, and you're gonna help me get it. Because the star kicker and the cheerleading captain are what I like to call high school royalty.
Yeah? And what if I say no?
Then I'll put these photos on blast. Faster than you can say. Balance.
Beth flashes a photo of Tony in a ballet pose.
Hold me closer, Tony, dance.
Then dances off. Tony sprints away. Then in the library.
I don't even know you.
Sage, you know me better than anyone else in the world.
No, I'm looking at a stranger in a football jersey.
Okay, you're right. I faked my resume to Lakeview. I've never studied in New York. But I had to keep up the lie to get through the summer.
Why would you lie to me about it? I wouldn't have told anyone.
I know. I wish I hadn't.
Now that you got caught.
Sage, you already liked that version of me. Fancy dancer with a scholarship, not some small town jock.
You do not get to decide my feelings for me. You don't know that.
Okay. No, you're right. Let's try it right now. Hi, I'm Tony Michaels. I love dancing, but I'm so terrified to talk to anybody about it that I do it privately in the tool shed in my backyard. I come from a town where everyone is so obsessed with breaking this 25-year football curse, and apparently I'm the only guy to do it.
Do we have a Tony Michaels in the building? The local news wants to interview you before practice. Go Eagles!
You better get to practice. You don't want to let everyone down. You know, do me a favor. When you see me in the hallway, just keep it pretending you don't know me. You're pretty good at pretending.
Sage glides away. She stops in the hall, staring off sadly.
One more face I'll just forget. One more call I'll never make.
On a darkened stage.
One more moment of regret. One more smile that I'll fake. Strange how places come and go, but people never really change.
Flashbacks of the summer.
Feelings that I had before.
Sage and Tony talking and laughing.
Never be the same. Leave behind the way he felt like home. The only love I've ever known. Twisted signs. Yeah, I plan. the sun will one day shine, but tears and dreams alone won't make a garden.
Shadows fall over Sage, obscuring her in darkness. In the morning, two sunflower seedlings wave in a light breeze by the makeshift cross where Tony planted them. Sage lies in bed. Her mom, Kate, sits and nudges her shoulder.
Annie, wake up.
I'm not going.
You're gonna miss school?
I hate it there.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Yeah, me too, but I was wrong. I like being homeschooled. Let's do that again.
Darling, what happened?
Nothing.
Come on.
I just can't.
You are a smart, talented powerhouse of a young lady. And I know you can accomplish absolutely anything you put your mind to. You can certainly get through another day of high school. Come on.
I have a fever.
No, you don't.
At school, Cody tears off part of a sign, counting down 9 days until homecoming. Sage yanks off a cowbell tied to her locker. Tony approaches downcast. She crosses her arms. Now they're alone in the woodworking shop.
Did I ever tell you that my dad and Coach were best friends?
Sage turns up her palms, keeping her eyes fixed downward.
Right. Coach was kind of like an uncle to my brother and me, so, you know, when my parents... Anyways, Coach kind of stepped in to help support us. And it's not that I don't like playing football. That's not it. It's just not the only thing I'm passionate about. And I feel like I woke up one day and I was this football star, and that's all I ever do. And that's never really what I wanted.
Why don't you just tell him?
Tell him what?
How you feel, what you want.
I'm scared. Guess.
Well, that wasn't so hard, was it?
What?
Being honest. Now that we're being completely honest, I wasn't totally straight with you either.
Tony cocks an eyebrow. Sage leads him past a for sale sign and past the small house her family is renting. They move down a dirt path in the woods toward a portable greenhouse. Sage opens the flap of the plastic cover, revealing her mom's flourishing marijuana plants.
Oh my God.
Well, I know your secret and I know mine.
Your moms are drug dealers?
Well, I mean, they prefer cannabis cultivators or revolutionaries. Either will work. Welcome to my life. There's the whole picture. We're always on the move. Can't stay in one place longer than a growing season. Always trying to stay one step ahead of the law. All right, there's one more thing I have to show you.
They approach a patch of sunflowers growing by the side of the house.
Wow, they're beautiful.
Thanks.
Sage, can we start over?
Sage sighs. She turns to face Tony.
All right. Meet me here every day after practice. Say you want to dance? You're going to prove it.
They share a smile.
Unless you're happy just kicking the pig ball around for 2 hours.
Pig skin.
Mm-hmm, whatever. Okay, every day. No questions asked?
No questions asked.
At school, the football team jogs through the halls. Announcers Phil and Eric.
All right, Phil. Less than a week till homecoming. How are we feeling about that?
Nervous as hell.
Same here. But rest assured, Tony Michaels is focused and ready to go.
The grass is always greener where the sun can shine and the rain can pour. No matter what the weather brings, you leave me wanting more.
We're reaching out. That
locker rooms. Phil and Eric, the announcers.
We watched them rallying back and forth like chickens with no heads. But loyalty is less than wise. We won't give up just yet.
The Eagle mascot.
Something's gotta give, come on. I'm sweating buckets here. I do it for my fans. Gotta bring that cheer. Come on!
One last chance. It's win or lose. It's ours to choose. One last chance. It's all we got. So take a shot. If you're wondering where you should be.
Tony and Sage practice.
Come on, baby. Take a chance with me.
Nancy in her cheerleading uniform leads other students through a locker room. A red light illuminates the room. Nancy and the others wear funky outfits. Outside, Beth and Cody.
There's something off about this new girl.
Yeah.
Shut up. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Don't just blindly go along with whatever I say. It's really annoying.
Sorry.
Think about it. She's got no phone, no social media. Can't find her address anywhere. She's getting way too close to Tony.
What are you thinking?
Give me your phone.
Why?
Now's the time to blindly go along with what I'm saying.
In class, Beth sneaks Cody's phone into Tony's bag. Later, Tony walks towards Sage's house.
Where or art thou?
Beth tracks Tony on her phone.
Yo.
Fish to fry, games to win. It's do or die, it's sing or swim. Out of the old, in with the new. We're regular heroes, we do it for you. We're all that you got. Eagle, get ready, we're coming hot. You say that you're nervous, we sing your blast. Cause this year you got the best of the best.
Students cheer at a football game and dance in the red lit locker room. The banner at school reads, 3 days until homecoming. Mist hangs over a large patch of sunflowers. Beth holds her phone as she picks her way through the woods. She grabs a walking stick. She stumbles and falls. Beth kicks the stick away and marches onward. She happens upon the portable greenhouse. Beth prances toward it. She looks inside. Her jaw drops.
Holy shiza. Oh.
She walks amongst the lush marijuana plants, gaping. Beth raises her phone. She takes photos, then selfies with the plants. Now the football team watches play footage. Tony secretly watches a video of Sage on his phone.
Now you guys basically have two jobs. That's to keep the score low and protect Tony. So, Greg, I'm depending on you and Sam. You guys need to help me out here. What's up, Maddie?
How about Cody?
Yeah, coach. Who's gonna protect me on the offensive line?
Hey, Cody, just don't fumble the ball and cause a safety, okay? And by all means, do not throw the ball. All right, guys, look. We all know what's at stake. That's why we want to make sure that we're paying attention.
Coach snatches Tony's phone.
Definitely not looking at videos of our girlfriend. Oh, how precious, Tony. I'll hold on to this.
Later in the hall, Tony.
Hey.
Lover boy.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah, do what?
Embarrass me like that.
Trust me, I could have done a whole lot worse than that. What's going on with you?
What are you talking about?
I mean, clearly you're somewhere else. You're not here. Look, I get it. Your dad and I used to chase girls around here just the same until he met you.
Listen, I've heard those stories a million times.
Well, then why don't you hear this? This is your senior year, make or break. So I need you focused. And if you want to play D1 ball...
I'm fine.
Son, Fine doesn't get it. Fine doesn't win homecoming games, and Fine doesn't get scholarships.
I get it.
Do you?
Yes.
Listen, at home, I'm your friend. And we can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. But out here on this field, I am your coach.
I said I get it, all right?
Homecoming!
Go Eagles! Woo!
Down the hallway, the principal and the mascot grin and continue on.
I got a meeting. See you at practice.
Coach and Tony's brother, Kevin, watch a tape at home.
You can't lose with this strategy. It's brilliant. All we have to do is get the ball over the 50. It's a guaranteed 3 points. The kid never misses.
Puts a lot of pressure on Tony. What if he gets hurt?
Tony, where you going?
Out.
Listen, I was cooking and I was hoping that we could finish that conversation from earlier today.
Maybe later. I gotta go.
But listen,
Tony leaves. Coach wears a stiff grin. He turns to Kevin.
What's going on with Tony?
What do you mean?
Coach looks out the window.
He's definitely not himself.
Coach watches as Tony enters the tool shed.
He say anything to you?
Just being a moody teenager acting out.
Coach watches as Tony leaves the shed.
Maybe.
Tony and Sage sit outside on the porch of her lake house.
Something's been on my mind.
What's up?
Well, what happens when the harvest is done?
I don't want to think about that. It usually means we skip town.
So there's no way you'll stay?
We never do.
Wait, you know what? I have an idea. How about we just go off somewhere together? You could be like Bonnie and Clyde.
Wait, don't they die?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Good point.
Still be worth it.
Tony grins at Sage. He takes her hand. At school, posters feature a large photo of Beth flipping the bird, with Tony smiling behind her in the text, "Tony and Beth for homecoming king and queen." Tony pulls one down. He frowns.
Beth, what is this?
Oh, if it isn't Mr. Fancy Dancy Pants himself. It's not bad, right? I had some nerd in homeroom make them for us. Freaking spineless.
All right, listen. I am not going to homecoming with you, okay? So you can post the pictures if you want. I really don't care anymore.
You mean these pictures?
The marijuana plants.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard deciding which ones to post first if you fail me, Tony. The ones of you doing your best Patrick Swayze impression, or the ones of all these drugs?
Shh, are you serious? Be quiet, Ben. Where did you get those photos? This is not funny.
Oh, you're right. It's not. It's insurance. Now get out there and win that big game, Tiger, and then take me to homecoming. This isn't that hard. It's like I told you. This is our destiny.
Beth looks past Tony down the hallway.
Here comes little Miss Vermont now. I'll be over there watching the fireworks.
Beth skips away, grinning.
This girl is obsessed with you. Have you seen this?
Sage, I need to talk to you.
Hey, what's up?
This has to happen. I have to go.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
I wish I were. It's not what you think, okay?
After she humiliated me in front of the whole school, you're still going to homecoming with her?
I just...
No, it doesn't matter. We're going to be leaving soon, so it's inevitable.
Beth appears and smacks Tony on the butt.
Oh, hi, Paige.
She offers Sage a poster.
Vote for us.
Sage turns and moves away. Now, on the rain-soaked field.
25 years.
Oh, question for you.
In a hallway, Coach confronts Tony.
Where were you this summer?
He pulls out a brochure from the dance camp.
Thank you.
This is real.
A dance camp? Dance camp, Tony? I mean, come on, am I missing something here? Because if I am, help me out.
Wait, you went through my stuff?
What the hell, Tony? Kick it!
On the field, Tony makes a feeble kick.
You are in for a rude awakening. So forgive me, Tony, for trying to set you up with a successful future.
No, your successful future, Coach.
Another kick bounces off the goalpost.
You're not here.
After she held it in front of the whole school, you're still
you are such a liar.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever once thought about what I might want? Not one time. Homecoming or bust, though, right?
Tony? Tony!
A kick hits another player.
The heck, man?
Cody grins as Tony and another player scuffle.
Yes.
Their teammates separate them. Rain falls on the field. Tony lifts his gaze and shakes his head as if awakening from a trance. He throws down his helmet as he stomps away from his teammates and coach.
You gotta walk through your shadows sometimes to see the light. The stars come out, but they don't always shine so bright. I've been afraid of looking to see what's inside. Am I ready to ride?
Tony hops a fence and sprints away. He jogs on a road through the woods.
No longer content. Trying to just get by.
He picks up a baseball and hurls it away.
Something to store in, I can't take the lies. Going through the motions, making for a change, I'm ready to ride.
He kicks a lawn sign that has his photo on it. He runs into a barn and dances.
Tonight I'm dancing free, gonna let the whole world come and dance with me. Got no reason to hold it. Place that I've never been. Take it or leave it, I'm making up my mind.
He rips off his football padding and does a swan dive from a hayloft.
I'm ready to ride.
He lands dressed in street clothes. He does a cartwheel outside in the hazy sunlight.
I hear a whole lot of people singing the same old song.
Tony dances past a house.
Struggle in the worry when ain't a damn thing wrong.
He runs up onto the porch.
Everyone's got an opinion. No need to hide, ready to ride.
He hops off. Now at night, Tony jogs past people at an outdoor cafe table.
Tonight I'm dancing free. Gonna let the whole world come and dance with me. I got no reason to hold it all inside.
He twirls a smiling blonde woman.
Sun is going down on a west side swing. Warming up a place that I've never been. Take it or leave it, I'm making up my mind.
Many townspeople start to dance with him.
Tonight we're dancing free. Let the whole world come around and see. I've got no reason to hold it all inside.
The whole town joins Tony in the street dancing.
Sun is going down on the west side street. Warming up a place that I've never been. Look around.
Cut to black. Now, crushed sunflowers lie scattered across the grass. Tony approaches the lake house and gazes down sadly at Sage's sunflower patch, now dug up and trampled. He closes his eyes and sighs. He looks down at a single sunflower. He runs a hand over his head in frustration. He pauses and lowers his hand. Tony looks up from the sunflower. His eyes widen. A slight crease appears on his brow. He dashes away. Now he walks up to the makeshift cross. He removes his jacket, rolls it into a ball, wipes his eyes, and tosses it aside. Sunrise at school.
Tonight is the night! The Eagles square off against the Carver Otters for the annual homecoming game. It's been a 25-year drought for the Eagles. I don't think this town can stomach another loss, but we'll find out tonight.
A teacher stands in front of her class.
Charlie.
Here.
Tony.
A girl speaks in American Sign Language.
What? Tony's not even here.
A student uses his communication device.
Tony's not here.
Beth.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Beth scowls at Sage. Sage looks up. She purses her lips and returns her attention to a notebook. Meanwhile, the principal barges into Coach's office.
Coach!
Donna, what's up?
Tony isn't in school today.
What?
Beth on her phone.
Yes, thank you, officer.
She's in the bathroom.
It's just so scary having drug dealers in our peaceful community.
Sage exits a stall behind Beth.
Oh, hi, Grassfed. I was just chatting with Officer Grinsky. Apparently there's an illegal drug ring going down. What are you talking about?
The principal.
Where is he?
Coach closes his eyes.
I don't know.
Find him!
In the bathroom, Beth gives Sage her phone, showing a photo of a marijuana plant.
It's going to be so much fun watching you get hauled away.
Sage frowns. She looks at Beth and smirks. Sage tosses the phone over her shoulder and into the toilet.
No!
Sage glides away, grinning. Beth glares after her. At home, Kevin watches a football tape. Coach enters.
Kevin, where's Tony?
School, I assume?
No, he's not. Listen, you better be honest with me. Did you know about dance camp?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, come on, Kevin. How could you not tell me? And why the hell would he skip kicking camp to go to a dance camp? I mean, help me out here.
It shouldn't surprise you that much.
What are you talking about?
I think there's a tape you should see.
A police SUV rolls through the woods. A blonde cop ambles with a rolling gait towards Sage's mom's trailer. He removes his reflective sunglasses, squints, and shakes his head. At Tony's house, Coach puts in a videotape labeled Le Sophie Ballet, February 96. On the TV, three young boys sit together.
There's Tony and his friends. How are we, guys? Hey, what's going on? Say happy birthday to your mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
What is this?
Give me Papa.
The cop walks toward the rental house as the tape keeps playing at Tony's.
Happy birthday, love.
Thank you.
Nice to see you guys.
Outside Sage's house, Sage stares as the cop approaches the door. She rolls toward the house wearing a troubled expression. The cop turns toward her.
Afternoon, ma'am. You live here?
Sage hesitates, then nods.
We got an anonymous tip that there was some illegal cannabis farming going on around here. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you?
No.
Well, we get enough calls from high school kids that we don't pay that much mind, but turns out we pulled the address, and you're pulling enough juice to light up the homecoming game. Which is,
The cop fingers an extension cord dangling by the house.
Curious.
Sage averts her eyes.
You mind if I have a look around?
I don't know. I must be home soon.
This won't take long.
Sage glances around, her brow furrowed. The cop grabs the extension cord and follows it hand over hand into the woods. At Tony's, the TV shows home video of Tony's young mom blowing out candles on a cake. She beams and hugs young Tony. Coach watches with parted lips. At Sage's house, her moms pull up in a hurry. The cop approaches the portable greenhouse.
Sir! Please! Sir! Wait, wait! Hey! Stop! Stop! Please!
The cop stares inside. Sage bows her head. Sage's moms look into the greenhouse.
False alarm. Another prank. Goddamn kids.
The cop strides away. Sage's moms grin at each other. Sage rolls up behind them. An incredulous smile spreads on her face. Tall sunflowers fill the greenhouse. Elsewhere, a shovel stands up near neat holes in the ground. Two sunflower seedlings bloom in front of the makeshift cross, which bears the words, "Gone but never forgotten." Behind the cross, the shovel sticks up from the bare earth where the sunflowers used to be. At Tony's, photos of his mom and dad rest near other family photos. On the TV, young Tony dances with his mom. Coach removes his hat. Kevin watches with him. Young Tony twirls his mom, then she twirls him. Coach's eyes shine. Tony, his shirt smudged with dirt, walks along the road alone. He smiles to himself. In the home video, his mom picks him up and plops on the couch with him. The moon hangs low above a distant mountain. Football players jog onto the brightly lit field.
And as the Eagles take the field, the crowd has got to be wondering, where the hell is Tony Michaels? With the all-star kicker nowhere to be found, you can only imagine what's going through the coach's mind.
Outside Sage's house, her moms, Kate and Gillian, watch Sage roll into the dark woods.
She really loves that boy. She's just a kid.
Kate's gaze falls on the for sale sign. She smiles. Then Phil and Eric sit in their commentator's booth.
You cannot rely on no offense, no defense, and just your kicker. You're just relying on your kicker.
Did he miss the bus?
I don't know. An
Eagles player fumbles.
Oh, no.
No.
Please. Can this get any worse?
And the quarterback sucks yet once again.
Coach paces anxiously. Cody angrily waves his fist at the crowd.
No! Damn you! Damn you all!
Tony sits on his porch steps with a radio. He straightens.
Sage?
Anthony!
Sage!
She comes out of the darkness.
Hi!
He kneels and kisses her.
How did you know?
Gotta stay one step ahead of Johnny Law, right?
Wait, Anthony, you're missing the game.
It doesn't matter. I'm done. I'm not gonna play.
You have to play. You've worked too hard to quit now.
It's the start of the fourth quarter.
You see? Game's almost over anyways.
All right, well then, all the more reason to hustle.
Now you're sounding like Coach.
Well then, huddle up, because I got a plan.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, what do you think we've been working towards?
Tony's grin fades. Sage smiles broadly, then gives her explanation. Tony's expression moves through various stages of understanding as he processes her words. He raises his eyebrows. His eyes widen, and he looks at her. Then, at the homecoming game.
Honestly, Phil, it's a miracle. It's still 0-0.
But wait a second. The ball is into the back of the end zone for safety.
Son of a...
Cavaliers.
You gotta be kidding me.
Kevin grimaces. Coach yanks off his hat. Sage follows Tony into the empty gym.
All right, do you have everything you need?
I do. I'll see you on the field.
I'll see you soon. You're gonna do great.
They go in opposite directions. Beaming, Sage glides down a hallway. She stops and frowns. Chains secure the double doors in front of her. Beth.
You broke my phone, you monster!
The lights dim. Sage rolls her eyes.
Well, here we go.
And then I had to fish it out of the toilet with my bare hands. You! Ever since you showed up, Tony hasn't even looked at me. And I look incredible. Every damn day. I don't know what kind of spell you cast on him, but I'm not about to let some trashy transfer stop me from getting my crown and my man! Because, you know...
Beth swings a heavy chain threateningly.
Some things are meant to be. It's called destiny. Ever heard of it? And you? Well, you're destined to be locked up. Good luck getting to the game tonight, new girl.
Beth shimmies toward another door. She presses her face to the door's window and gapes. Nancy bursts in, slamming Beth into a locker.
Hey, Sage!
Beth lies prone on the floor. Nancy grimaces.
My perfect face. Let's get the head out of here!
Outside, the football game continues.
And as the clock ticks down on another homecoming game, it's not looking good for the Eagles. Only 2 seconds left. They trail by 2 points. Frankly, it would take a miracle at this point. It's done. It's done. Another homecoming loss. The curse continues.
Audience members point.
What is the crowd pointing at? Who is that?
The crowd stands.
Is that Tony Michael?
It's the god, he's here! It's the god, he's here!
Tony jogs onto the field wearing his uniform.
We have a chance!
Tony smiles as he jogs towards his teammates.
We have this! We got this! The golden foot is here!
Better late than never, Phil.
Coach beams and taps Tony's helmet. Tony takes the field. He removes his helmet.
What is he doing? He has no helmet on.
I'm very confused.
Tony sets down his helmet and steps backward, facing the crowd. He stares wide-eyed and shifts his gaze. Nearby, Nancy plugs in Sage's keyboard. Sage raises her eyebrows at Tony. He smiles and nods her way. One announcer elbows the other.
What the hell's going on?
Sage looks at Tony from her keyboard and plays. Tony bends his elbows and closes his fingers into fists. He moves gracefully from side to side, then extends his left hand and raises it. Tony crouches and rolls his shoulders, then performs an athletic leap. He spins and extends his arms, performing several pop and lock moves. He straightens and raises his left arm rigidly, moving into a controlled fall. Tony leaps and twists, ending in a seated position with his left leg bent. He pants and looks around. The crowd stands and stares expressionless. One of the announcers blinks. Coach puts on his hat. Tony's eyes fill with tears. A smile spreads across his lips. Crowd members jump up and down and hold up signs reading, "Go Eagles!" Tony's teammates surround him.
Well, Phil, I'm not sure what I just witnessed there, but the crowd is hyped.
Tony and Coach embrace. Tony puts on his helmet and takes the field. He stares ahead in concentration. Coach watches intently. The game resumes as an Eagles player catches the ball and puts it in position.
Hold down!
Tony runs forward in slow motion toward the ball. The crowd gets to their feet as the football sails between the goalposts. A referee beams and raises his crutches overhead, signaling a field goal. Sage and her moms wear wide, toothy grins. Tony's teammates carry him on their shoulders. The crowd rushes the field as Beth sulks on the sidelines, holding a bag of ice to her head. On the field, crowd members jump up and down. They range from young to old and have a wide variety of abilities and disabilities.
I didn't know where lies could end and where I should begin.
Tony points at Sage, smiling.
I didn't know that I was knocking till you let me in.
She takes his hand.
My bucket list, scattered dreams, wash me down the stream. I've traveled far enough to see this is where I'm meant to be.
All the cheerleaders join in.
Homecoming, finally I see. Homecoming, home is all I need.
Cody sits near Beth on the bench.
We've come so far, fall so low. There's no rest for the wicked. I could have been a football hero instead of such a dickhead.
Beth.
This all is starting to make sense. I wish that I had seen. When you hang with losers, no offense, you'll never be homecoming queen.
A football hits her in the face.
Homecoming, finally I see. Homecoming, home is all I need. Come on, live your truth, love will find you.
brother Kevin.
I'm proud of you, my little bro, for showing us your moves.
Coach.
Just be yourself and you'll go far. Hot damn, you got the groove.
Coach tears up. Sage's mom's Kate and Gillian. The View pulls back to include the film crew. People of all different abilities work the equipment as they bop and sing along to the music. The Eagle mascot.
Wow, what an amazing ending!
The crew jumps up and down and dances. One of the directors, a man with long curly hair, holds a bullhorn to his mouth.
One horn. You got one ball on you?
I do!
You do, I know you do. Come on. Okay.
A woman with Down syndrome watches a monitor and gives a thumbs up. Two actors with Down syndrome wear football uniforms. One hops over a plastic cone on a field and poses grinning. Another dances, bopping from side to side. A petite young woman with Down syndrome holds a boom mic. A young man operates a computer keyboard with his nose. An electronic file moves from one folder to another. His foot moves a joystick back and forth. Cast members practice with pom-poms. Cast and crew members sit on folding chairs in a big circle. A choreographer leads a rehearsal. Shannon DeVito played Sage. Ricky Wilson Jr. was Tony. Luma was Beth. Jacob Waltuck played Cody. Emily Cranking was Nancy. Ajani A.J. Murray was Kevin. Eileen Grubba played Sage's mom, Kate. Holly Palmer was Sage's mom, Gillian. Bradford Haynes played Coach. Lawrence Carter-Long was the cop. Christine Bruno was the mechanic. Eric Follin and Phil Lucier were the announcers. Jeremy Best was the mascot. Association with Black Powder Works, a film by Zeno Mountain Farm. On the football field, the cast and crew throw their arms up in the air. Best Summer Ever. Directed by Michael Parks Randa and Lawrence Smitelli. Written by Will Halby, Tara McIntosh, Michael Parks Randa, Andrew Pilkington, Lawrence Smitelli. Original music and lyrics by Moo Moo and Peter Halby. Music and score composed by Jamie Lawrence. Produced by Tara McIntosh, Andrew Pilkington, Leah Ramond, Jake Sharpless, Katie White. Executive producers Will Halby, Michael Barnett, Dominique Doa, Jeff Pector, Michael Parks Randa. Executive producers Peter Halby, Isla Halby, Susan Halby, Vanessa Halby. Executive producers Maggie Gyllenhaal, Peter Sarsgaard, Ted Adamson, Mary Steenburgen, Amy Brenneman, Jamie Lee Curtis. Executive producers Becky Blodgett, Angela Howard, George Lenig, Tommy Steyer, Kate Taylor, Tom Steyer. Executive producers Bill Bennison, Harley Carroll, Ken Hirsch, Abhilash Patel, Stacy Pitts, Rod Pitts. Co-executive producers Alec Musser, Marcy and Robert Musser, Lindsay Eberts. Director of photography Chris Westland. More credits appear with Sophia Brad, Benjamin Brad, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Peter Sarsgaard. Production designer Laurel Sager. Costume design by Sherry Bisnott. Hair and makeup by Mariella Dawn. Co-producer Matt Marr. Associate producers Julia Alexander, Talia Campbell, Emily Sundstrom. Edited by Sam Edelman, Frank Snyder, Michael Parks Randa. Choreography by Francis Orr. Casting by Isla Halby, Tara McIntosh. Audio description sponsored by Woman of Her Word. Produced by Michelle Spitz and Cliff Hahn. Narrated by Michelle Spitz. More credits roll.
Thank you.